The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, I'm joined by Colm Bouygues from Off the Ball, and we have something to smile about this morning.
Can't believe it, Pat. Would you believe the Republic of Ireland have won a match? Not just got a draw, not just scored a goal, but they've got all 3 points away to Finland in Helsinki last night. They were 1-0 down at half time. Captain Nathan Collins.
What was the howler? I didn't see it last night. I was out and about. But what was the howler? Because it's been acknowledged even by the manager.
Oh, yeah. It was unavoidable.
Silly mistake, he called it.
Crazy. He tried a first-time pass back to his goalkeeper, Caoimhín Kelleher, and totally underhit the pass. So the Finnish striker came in and finished it with aplomb. That was after 17 minutes. Ireland were actually okay for the first quarter of an hour. And then right at the end of the first half, they started playing some decent football up front. Then at half-time, the Irish away supporters, there was 1,000 of them in Helsinki, booed the team off the pitch. Robbie Brady, who got player of the match, who got the winning goal, reacted to the booing, wasn't happy with it. And Ireland seemed to come out angry in the second half.
Maybe they started that's what we need.
I think so. In the first 2 minutes, Jason Knight had a shot outside the box, which the keeper saved. And that set the tone for the rest of the half. And Liam Scales scored his first goal for Ireland to equalise. That was from a Robbie Brady cross. And then Festi Abasele came on loan at Watford from Udinese, did really well on the right-hand side, set up the winning goal for Brady. A brilliant finish into the roof of the net.
Yeah, now the manager must be well pleased, because to come back from one down, given the kind of performances that his predecessor had to endure.
Well, yeah, I'll bring you back, Pat, to Frank de Boer managing Crystal Palace in 2017, lasted 4 games. Yeah. And at half time last night, I really did fear for Hamer Hallgrimsson after 2.5 games that come Sunday night against Greece, if they were to lose last night against Finland, and then predictably enough, I think they might lose against Greece on Sunday. 4 defeats out of 4, and he hasn't impressed. I would fear for him, but I think last night buys Hamer Hallgrimsson a lot of time now.
But Hallgrimsson, he's continuing his career as a dentist in Iceland.
He is part-time.
He's not going to the matches to see.
Well, that was reported initially. He didn't go the first weekend after the first 2 games that he managed. He didn't go that weekend. But what he did was he used the Y-Scout, which is the app that coaches around the world use to scout players. It's really technical and high functioning. Okay. So we use that. And then thereafter, he's been to a number of games in the UK to watch Irish players.
Okay, now, against that background, you know, you have to be a lucky general. And I think Hallgrimsson was lucky last night, as well as the efforts of the lads. Lee Carsley, not a lucky general.
No, interim manager at England, they lost 2-1 at home to Greece. Hard to believe that we're celebrating this morning an Irish victory and an English defeat. It's the first time they've ever lost to Greece. Lee Carsley experimented with no recognised striker last night for England. He put Jude Bellingham, the midfielder, as the furthest forward. Now, Bellingham scored the goal to equalise at the end of the game before Greece went on to win the match. There was no Harry Kane available for England last night, but Carsley left Ollie Watkins and Dominic Solanke, the Aston Villa and Spurs respective strikers, on the bench. Started with Bellingham in the false nine position, and it did not work, which means Lee Carsley will not get the job full time. No way. If you lose at home to Greece and you don't have a good CV going into the game,
Does it tell us nothing about Greece as we face them in Athens?
Well, it does a lot to fear. Now, the only thing is that Greece might have an emotional hangover from winning at Wembley last night, and George Baldock, their fullback who played for them, died suddenly this week at the age of 31. It's actually just been reported this morning in Sky Sports that he was found drowned in his own pool. A really tragic story. They actually paid tribute to Baldock last night when they scored the first goal of Greece. Possibly an emotional hangover heading into Sunday night, which may give Ireland an inkling of an opportunity to get something. But Greece beat Ireland twice last year and once already this year. We're well used to them beating us.
Now, Munster-Leinster, you can forget about the form book because it's just one of those rivalries. And it's a big derby and it's in Croker.
In Croke Park, sold out as of this morning, 80,000 people to watch a URC game is pretty impressive on a Saturday evening. Kicks off at 5:45 p.m. You say form goes out the window. That's true to an extent. Leinster have been imperious so far this season. They've used 40 different players in their first 3 games, whereas Munster had a brilliant victory against Connacht in the opening round of fixtures, 35-33, which was a really brilliant match. But then they lost Zebre with an atrocious second half that we covered last week, you and I, Pat. But they responded by beating Ospreys in a drenched Cork last Friday night, and they nilled Ospreys. So they've been all over the shop, Munster. The big talking point here will be the out-halves, Jack Crowley versus Kieran Frawley. That'll be very interesting. And then R.G. Snyman, of course, who left Munster, the South African Rugby World Cup winner, in the summer to join Leinster. He made his Leinster debut last weekend, and he's set to play this weekend.
Now, Leinster keep on introducing new players from their academy and so on. Munster have lost a few key names, haven't they?
Huge. Like Simon Zebo retired, and he had a brilliant campaign last season. And Joey Carberry, although he was injury prone, did have that bit of X factor. He's gone to French rugby, and there's no Peter O'Mahony this weekend. I do fear the lack of attacking quality that Munster will have. Now, Shea McCarthy, the academy graduate, he scored the joint fastest URC try in history last Friday against Ospreys. He looks good on the left wing. You have Calvin Ash on the opposite wing. You have Nankivell in the centre, and you have Casey and Crowley as the halfback partnership, which is very good. That's good. But then you look at Leinster, and they're brilliant.
Finally, we should mention Rafa, who's announced his retirement. He will go after the Davis Cup matches. We shall not see his like again. And it's Federer gone, Murray gone, Rafa gone. It leaves Djokovic there to etch his name on the granite wall of the greats.
Yeah, he has Mount Rushmore to himself now, I think, basically. Yeah. Djokovic, you know, he's statistically the greatest player of all time already. Whether he's editorially, if you want to call it, the best ever, that's up for debate. Nadal and the French Open is the greatest sporting partnership I can remember, certainly in my lifetime. Yeah. He won the French Open 14 times at Roland Garros. He's 22 Grand Slams overall. I think it's more impressive the other slams he won to adapt to the grass of Wimbledon. And who can forget that 2008 Wimbledon final against Roger Federer, one of the greatest tennis matches of all time, when Nadal beat a peak Federer on his greatest surface, was a remarkable victory. He won all four slams more than once. And he won a couple of gold medals at the Olympics too.
And it's funny how they graduate from being the enfant terrible at the beginning of their career because, you know, they're taking on the crowd's favourites to becoming the crowd favourite.
Totally. I mean, a lot of people were devastated when Federer lost that 2008 Wimbledon final because people love Federer. I was delighted. I thought Nadal was this upstart. Federer had won every Wimbledon since 2003 up to that point. And then the next year he won it again. So Nadal interrupted the flow.
Colin Bouygues from Off the Ball, thank you very much.
Thanks,
great
man.
Weekend of sport in prospect.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.